Miracles are not a new thing to God. In fact, miracles are not a phenomenon to God.
That was Bishop Jeray Mora in one of our equipping meetings for our pastors and campus missionaries. Do miracles still happen today? What is its purpose? How can we help each other grow in faith as we lead together? Welcome to the Leading Together podcast, where we take an inside look at how we develop a leadership culture at Victory and Every Nation Philippines. We hope this helps you lead better together with others wherever God has called you to lead. I'm Ryan, and part of our staff in Victory and Every Nation Philippines. We're glad to have you listen to this episode of Leading Together. In this episode, Bishop Jeray talks about miracles and how we can grow in faith as we believe God for more.
I'm reading from Hebrews 11, verse 1 to 3, in two translations, the ESV and the Amplified. Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. For by it the people of old received their commendation. By faith we understand that the universe was created by the word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of the things that are visible. Now, from the Amplified Bible, it says, now faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of the things we hope for being proof of things we do not see, and the convictions of their reality, faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. For by faith, trust, and holy fervor, born of faith, the men of old had divine testimony born to them and obtained a good report. By faith we understand that the worlds during the successive ages were framed, fashioned, put in order, and equipped for their intended purpose by the word of God, so that what we see was not made out of things which are visible. Lord, we pray this morning, Lord God, that you would continue to stir our hearts, Lord. Let faith grow more and more in our hearts, Lord God. And we pray that you would give us the ability, the anointing, the grace, Lord God, to stir faith among your church, Lord God, among our people, Lord God, that they would, Lord, pursue you and trust you with all of their heart. Even as the world changes, you don't change. And we can stand on that, rely on your faithfulness, believe every word in your scripture till we see your purposes established in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Miracles are not a new thing to God. In fact, miracles are not a phenomenon to God. That's just our understanding. In fact, miracles is the only way you can explain the missing links in history. You talk about science, all their discoveries end up in a place where they can't explain, and the only way you can connect that to reality is to believe in a miracle. When you think about it, miracles are the norm in God's world. When you put it in context to our world, I don't know if you realize this, I was working on this and this hit me. Do you realize that it's God's miracle that sustains us every day? If God is not a miracle working God, we wouldn't be where we are today. This world will not be here. So in other words, again, miracles are not a new thing. Miracles are there every day of our lives. Interestingly as well, all people, good or evil, young or old, rich or poor, full of faith or doubters, believers or atheists, everyone is all sustained by God's miracles. One of the miracles in the scripture that boggles my mind up to today is the miracles of the nation of Israel in the wilderness. 40 years they were sustained by a miracle every day of their lives. And who were these people? Why were they there? Why did they have to be sustained by a miracle? Because they were hard-hearted and hard-headed. Can you imagine that? The world has been blinded to the truth of the miracles of God. This is our chance to believe and to minister and ask God that God will open their eyes. How? I want to share a few thoughts with us. The first one is by faith. The word by, two-letter word, means identifying the agent performing an action. It means through the agency of, it means by means of, as a result of, indicating the means of achieving something. So it says by faith. So in other words, you can read it in the power of faith. Faith means to be persuaded, divine persuasion. This is received from God, not our strong will. So we're not looking for strong-willed people. We're not looking for just bold people. We're looking for people that will grow in faith and that will live by faith. The different words that gets interchanged when we talk about faith are faith, belief, trust, confidence, fidelity, and faithfulness. Friends, faith makes a difference. And many times, faith makes the difference. Now, asking ourselves the question, do I have faith, is something we don't like to ask. So many people get offended, so many Christians get offended when you ask them, do you have faith? Do you realize that asking that question, though uncomfortable, is not condemning? It is a serious question we need to ask ourselves. And I realize this, it could really be the beginning of something better. Matthew 17, verse 14, you know this story. And when they came to the crowd, a man came up to him and kneeling before him, said, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is an epileptic and he suffers terribly, for often he falls into the fire, often into the water, and I brought him to your disciples and they could not heal him. And Jesus says this, oh, you faithless, twisted generation, how long am I to be with you? How long am I to bear with you? Bring him here to me. And Jesus rebuked the demon and it came out and the boy was healed instantly. Verse 19, then the disciples came to Jesus privately and said, why could we not cast it out? He said to him, because of your little faith. For truly I say to you, if you have faith like a grain of mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. Don't you find it interesting that Jesus actually looked at his disciples and said, what happened here is a lack of faith. I'm not saying that when nothing happens, you don't have faith. But what needs to be said and encouraged is that we can have faith and we can grow in faith. Don't you find it interesting that Jesus confronts his disciples and says, you of little faith. Then the example of faith is so small. So if you have faith like a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain. So we're not looking for this larger than life man of faith. We're not looking for this Superman that whenever he talks, it's just faith. Whatever he does, we're not looking for that. We're just looking for someone who will trust and believe and keep trusting no matter what. It is a serious question we need to answer. Are we in faith? Are we growing in faith? As we pursue this theme of the year on miracles, let us encourage and lead people to grow in faith. It'd be amazing, and I'm looking forward to it, to have testimony after testimony about God showing up in our midst and changing everything. And there's no way to explain it except by a miracle. But I'm also looking forward and believing God, not just for a year of miracles, but that all of us and our people end up living a life of miracles. Because God does miracles every day in our world. Let's keep calling and encouraging and leading everyone to grow in faith. The second thing is the Word. We all know this. By faith, we understand that the worlds during successive ages were framed, fashioned, put in order, and equipped for their intended purpose by the Word of God, so that we see what was not made out of things which are visible. God and His Word. If you remember the staff convergence, what I shared, that when you read Hebrews 11:1, the hope that's talking about there, you get your hope, you get living hope from the Word of God. The raw materials, you get it from the Word of God. The title deed comes from the Word of God. Here, we see it again all over in creation. The Word was the hope in the midst of chaos. The Word was the raw materials God used to create the world. The Word was the title deed, the proof that God was in charge and that God brought everything from the invisible realm to the visible realm. So the encouragement here is, do not base possibilities on what we can see. God gave us the Word to see what is possible. God gave us the Word to see His desire and will for every one of us. Pastor Timothy Low said this in Indochina Build. Every word has a world of its own, isn't it? When you speak a word, it comes with a context. When you speak the word, it comes with a story. When you speak the word, it comes with a history. Then he says this, God gave us His Word so we can enter His world. So let us bring the Word into their situation so that they can enter God's world and God's Word. So many times when we talk about miracles, sometimes somebody will say, but Pastor, I already did that. Nothing happened. Or people will say, what about those who believed and prayed and nothing happened? My answer is simple. Is that the Word of God or is that man's experience? Right there and then, we have a choice to believe the Word or to just believe the experience. Bringing the Word of God. Lastly, time and timing. Verse 3, by faith we understand that the worlds during the successive ages were framed, fashioned, and put in order and equipped for their intended purpose by the Word of God, so that what we see was not made out of things which are visible. The Amplified Bible shows us something we need to understand and embrace. I love instant and immediate miracles. It is truly amazing. You can literally say God stepped in. But take a notice of what the Amplified Bible says. During the successive ages, fashioned, put in order, and equipped for their intended purpose. God's miracles involves timing. Timing means the choice, judgment, or control when something should be done. Notice, the Amplified Bible highlights order and purpose. When God create, God could have created the world even if you look at Genesis chapter 1 and believe that they were literal days or not literal days. God could have created the world in an instant. Everything. He didn't have to say just light today, tomorrow, let's do this again. But God, in His miracle power, uses time and timing. Why? Because God has a purpose. The struggle we have many times is trying to understand God's purpose. And you know what? I understand, and I can get a glimpse of God's purpose better in hindsight, never in foresight. In foresight, you just have to trust God. Second Peter chapter 3, verse 8. Do not overlook this one fact, beloved, that with the Lord, one day is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is as one day. The Lord is not slow to fulfill His promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing that any should perish, but all should reach repentance. Here we see an interesting word ascribed to God, which we don't like for us. It says God is patient. Our God, who has the power, the right, and the authority to do right now, is patient. Doesn't that create questions in your mind? Huh? Our God, who has the power, the authority to do right now, is described as patient. Do you realize why? Do you realize that the delays are because God is patient with us? It is not because He does not care. It is not because He cannot. It is not because He does not exist. It is all because of His love for all. This is not a cop-out. Again, I am believing, I am adamant, and I'm believing aggressively about calling out miracles instantly and immediately. Yet I believe God wants to raise up a people who will tenaciously, patiently, and perseveringly stand in faith till the will of God is established. Persevering to the end. Many times our struggle with miracles is really our struggle with fear, with impatience, stubbornness, and sadly, even greed. Hebrews 11:36. Others suffered mocking and flogging and even chains and imprisonment. They were stoned. They were sawn in two. They were killed with the sword. They went out about in skins of sheep and goats, destitute, afflicted, mistreated, of whom the world was not worthy, wandering about in deserts and mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. And all this, though commended for their faith, did not receive what was promised, since God had provided something better for us, that apart from us, they should not be made perfect. There are miracles that are not for us, but we are called to carry the faith for it. There are miracles that are not for us, but we are called to carry the faith for them. I love immediate, instantaneous, and quick miracles, don't you? But when I think about it, the most life-changing, earth-shaking, world-changing miracles you find in the Scriptures took really a lot of time. Long, long time. The season we celebrate today did not happen right when it was declared and promised. It took thousands of years for the Messiah to finally come. Order, purpose, timing. Think about Abraham. It took 30 years for him to get his child. But when you talk about other things, when he became a great nation, when he finally received the promised land, the promise, it took years. Most of it, he was no longer alive. But he was called to carry the faith forth. Let me end with this amazing possibility for the generations to come. As we believe God for immediate miracles in the whole of next year, and hopefully it becomes a faith, a natural faith response for all of us and for the people in the church. Let me just encourage us with this. Proverbs 13:22. This seems out of place, but bear with me. A good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children, but the sinner's wealth is laid up for the righteous. Many embrace the first part of the scripture. A good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. We get pressured by it, and we proclaim it, and we declare it. You need to leave an inheritance to his children's children, to your children's children. But do you realize that it's not necessarily talking about leaving wealth? Why? Because the rest of the scripture says, but the sinner's wealth is laid up for the righteous. It's got nothing, obviously it's in the word, but the main point is not leaving wealth to your children. The main point is leaving righteousness to your children, because God is in this verse is saying, I have a plan for your children. And we all, I don't know if you realize it as well, it says that if you're not righteous, all you've left for your children is useless. If you can't leave an inheritance of righteousness to your children, all you've worked for is down the drain. A righteous life. See, if you... One of the most precious inheritance you can leave your children and their children is a persevering, tenacious, and patient faith in God. Think about this. God will answer in great miracles many of your prayers in your children's lifetime, not ours. That's why it's so important, not just to be able to stir faith to believe for today, but to stir faith to carry the faith for the generations to come. I'll end with this. Your children's children will have intercessors long before they will be born. And intercessors whose intercessions will be answered long after you will be gone. You talk about legacy. You talk about inheritance. What an amazing inheritance. As we believe God for miracles this year, I hope, my prayer is, and our desire is, that we can encourage, teach, and believe God that a church that believes him for the rest of their lives and for the generations to come, to see miracles not just in their lifetime, but miracles for the next generation.
That was an encouraging message from Bishop Jure on faith in God's miracles. Here are some questions you can reflect on or discuss with someone. 1, are you growing in faith? And how can you keep growing in your faith? 2, what's one promise of God that you're holding on to as you trust God in this season? And 3, how can you encourage the next generation to believe God for miracles? May we patiently wait, hold on to God's word, confidently believe, and persevere in faith as we wait for His purpose to be fulfilled. We pray that God will increase our faith to live a life of miracles every day. Thanks for listening. If this has been helpful for you, feel free to share and discuss it with someone you think will be encouraged by this podcast. If you are not part of a Victory group yet, visit us at victory.org.ph to find a church near you and get connected. See you in the next episode of Leading Together.